Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And TireRack.com is all that. They'll help you get there, wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. They all that. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on Instagram. And Eddie House, friend of the show, NBA champion, will join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the NBA. But first, Rob, let's go to Major League Baseball, where we are on the verge of something historic. Aaron Judge last night hit home run number 60. And he's now obviously two away from breaking the mark, the American League mark and the Yankees mark that Roger Maris owns. Set it in, what, 1961?
Yep.
He matched Babe Ruth's all-time high of 60. And it's going to, you know, he's going to do it. It's just a matter of when, not if, we all believe. But Rob, he also is right now, if the season ended today, he would win the Triple Crown. batting 316, which would top the American League. 60 home runs, 23 more than the nearest, second nearest.
Which is mind-boggling. Which is mind-boggling.
That's unbelievable. Those are the types of distances Babe Ruth put
when he
between
played.
Himself yep. and the nearest competitor. We haven't seen that really since then. And he's RBI. He's going to win that hands down. The only one that's close, Xander Bogaerts, is batting 315 and Aaron Judge 316. So that one is going to be tough to hold on to. But
and Judge had a hit in his first at bat. So his average, you know what I mean? Like that's a big
yep. That'll hit. Help him.
That'll help him big sure. time when you get a hit like the first time up. Yep.
Yep. And so, Rob, here's what I want to ask you. We've talked about how, you know, some people think he's going to be the single-season home run king if he tops Roger Maris. Both you and I disagree with that. It's still yep. Barry Bonds. But so I want to ask you this. Is this the best, let's just say hitting, because some people will say Shohei Ohtani for, you know, pitching and hitting well. But is this the best offensive season of the century since the year 2000? I mean, if you want to go beyond that, feel free.
It might be the best, Chris, when you really analyze and pull the covers back on this season. If he were able to win a triple crown, break the all-time record, right? And when you start to look at his numbers and think about his batting average, Chris, people don't have batting averages anymore. You know what the average batting average is in baseball right now?
What?
243.
Wow.
It's at the lowest point since 1967.
That 243. Should be cause for alarm.
That should be.
I mean, I guess they're going to hopefully that'll be fixed. I know it'll
right.
go up, yeah, with the shift being
But, Chris, not only is it the shift that takes hits away from people. Pitchers, they carry more pitchers than ever before.
Yep.
Guys are specialists. Guys come out of the bullpen with great arms. In Babe Ruth's days, in the early days of baseball, guys pitched doubleheaders, Chris. No, they did. Nobody would pitch
Heck,
a doubleheader today.
In our day, guys pitch complete games.
And they pitch complete games, right? If you were the star pitcher of your team, you would pitch 8 or 9 innings every time you went out. That's
yep.
just how it was.
Yep.
So you were facing guys that didn't have the gas and the juice that these guys have. That's why I think when you add in a triple crown, it's not just like he's got 60 home runs and he's batting 210, Chris. He's not the strikeout home run, or home
right.
run, which is the era we're in now.
A lot of times, right.
He's not that.
Which is great.
So I think when you think about those things, when you think about who he's facing and playing against, I'm not going to negate Babe Ruth's numbers. He played in a league with no black or brown players, no Latin players. He didn't play against the best of the best. We know that some black and Latin players are some of the best players who ever played the game. That's just
a
fact.
And even at that time, I mean,
yes.
there are people that'll tell you
Josh Gibson
was as good or better than Babe Ruth.
Absolutely. And he didn't play against those people.
Right.
So my point is that Aaron is playing against the world now, the world's best players. Shohei, all these other players, Chris, from Asia and all over South America. And you're like the best of the best
right.
in the world now play in the major leagues. That wasn't always the case.
Right.
But now when you factor all of those things in, and here's the last part. He's playing on a winning team and the games he plays in matters. I'm not here to rip Shohei. I'm not
yes,
here to
are.
Rip Trout. No, I'm not. Chris, they haven't played a meaningful game since May. Let's just be honest.
No,
Aaron Judge
true.
Is playing in pressure-packed situations where the Yankees need him to hit and play well, and he's playing center field now. He moved over from right. I mean, he's been incredible. It to me, if he wins a triple crown and he sets the record and has 65 home runs, I'm going to consider it the greatest season that baseball has seen.
Wow. All right, I am not. And it's tremendous what he's doing. And I maybe, Rob, I don't think so because I know where you stand as far as the home run record.
No, it's Bonds.
I don't know if you were overlooking Bonds in 2001.
No, I'm not.
Because of the PED use. Okay, so I'm that to me, and you know I've said it, and I stand by it right now. Barry Bonds is the best baseball player I've ever seen.
I don't disagree with you.
Okay. And that year, and I get it, Rob. Look, I do think he used PEDs. I think you do too. I mean, he even admitted it, right? Just unknowingly.
Right. He rubbed the clear on him.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. He didn't know. that's what it was.
That's what he
said.
He
thought it was just some regular old Johnson & Johnson lotion or something. But anyway, in 2001, Rob, and the Giants had a very good year. They didn't make the postseason, but not as many teams made it back then. I don't believe they made it that year in 01. But they did have a winning record, and they were in the hunt. Rob, that's the year he hit the 73 homers, had 137 RBI, which didn't lead the league, but he walked 177
times. No, that's incredible. That's a ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
That's why his on base percentage was ridiculous. Right?
He led the league in on base percentage, in slugging, in OPS. His OPS was astronomical.
What
better
did he
than
bat
judges.
That year?
He batted .328.
Yeah, no, that's great batting.
See, that's why better batting average. At least at this point, more RBI. Obviously, going to have more homers. The walks is just dwarfs what Judge has done, and basically all the numbers he leads Judge. And again, I get the situation, but Rob, that's the best season. I will say this, and this is one of the best compliments I can give Judge.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost Bonzian what he's doing, right? Like every time he steps up, you feel like he's gonna homer.
I do feel like that right now, don't you? I did,
and he hit one yesterday. That's what Bonds was doing. Bonds was seeing one good pitch a game and knocking it out the park. It was ridiculous.
No,
and wouldn't you put Bonds? I mean,
the only difference, Chris, and I'm not taking anything from Barry Bonds. I agree with you. He's the greatest player I ever saw. He is. But it's like this season is so unique considering where the game is now. That's what is so impressive, that people don't have a good batting average anymore. Guys are just sluggers or softball players, Chris, taking rips, right? Hitting home runs. Judge is hitting for average. He's driving runs in. He's batting leadoff. He's just everything that he's done, and he's helping his team win. When I add all that together against better competition as far as pitching and people being specialists and having fresh arms thrown at you.
It was a lot of that in 01, though. Not quite to this
no,
extent.
No, right. But,
you know.
But the game has changed from that then.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But I agree that Bonds put in an unbelievable year. And you just said it. He didn't even lead in RBIs. And obviously he walked a lot. So that stopped plenty of opportunities.
Right.
And I remember them walking in a run once or twice, Chris. I think Buck Showalter walked
him. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To walk in a run.
Absolutely.
Rather than pitch to Bonds. I you know what's funny?
Judge leads the league, Rob, with 93 walks. Like I said, Bonds had 177, basically twice as many.
Yeah, in this day and age, to be able to do what he's been able to do with the pressures that are on him, with the way the game is played, with the shift, with all the other things that have taken so many hitters out of, you know, the conversation, Chris, for batting average and being more than a swing for the fence kind of guy. Judge has bucked the trend. And I you will agree now. I think some of the Ohtani guys, because you already thought Judge was the MVP.
I already thought.
But
yeah.
Don't you think that even some of the Ohtani people probably right now are like, it's hard to not give it to him this
year. The Triple Crown will sway them toward Judge, if they were leaning toward Otani. I think you'll get a few. I mean, we heard CeCe Sabathia.
Yeah, that'll
We've
be
heard
some
other people say that, you know, he should get it every year. But I think Judge going to win it going away, Rob.
I do,
no
too.
I think honestly, deservedly so.
Yeah.
And I think Shohei, I don't think it'll be a Russell Westbrook situation with the triple-double where next, you know, people will begin to maybe belittle what Shohei
like
is doing.
Like it was a fad,
so used to it. I think he's going to win more MVPs. But this is just a year where Judge is doing something historic. Like you said, it's the best season you've ever seen.
It is.
Offensively. Because the second best.
We haven't seen that many guys hit 60 home runs.
Right.
You know, like that. Like that's the big
thing.
That's
an understatement.
Yeah. And then to add to that, like this guy's about
to lead the league in batting.
Yeah.
And to do it while getting the triple crown. No, it's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. All right. We're throwing it out to you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is Aaron Judge putting together the best offensive year this century in Major League Baseball? Or if you want to go since Babe Ruth, feel free. Your turn to win with the iCouple. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and live, of course, from the TireRack.com studios. We could sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, it is amazing. You can learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you. Aaron Judge doing something historic. Is it something even better than that? Is this the best season of the century or maybe since Babe Ruth? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off, Chris. Let's start with Marvin in San Diego. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marvin?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Doing well. Rob, I didn't know you were from New York, man. You went to Martin Van Buren or something like that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm from New York. Call me. We'll talk about dogs, daughters, and coffee.
I'm from Queens. But, hey, listen,
Where'd you go to high school?
Yeah, what high school?
I went to Newtown in Queens.
Newtown High School.
My wife went to Hillcrest.
Hillcrest. Yeah.
Well, I went there for night school. That's a story for another time.
Yeah.
But hey, I think the greatest baseball player, the greatest hitter, there's two players I think that never needed to do steroids, right? One is Barry Bonds and the other one is Alex Rodriguez, which I can't stand him for. But the greatest offensive player ever, feared hitter in the history of baseball, was Barry Bonds. I remember one time they bought in that.
We all agree about feared because he walked almost 200 at bat.
It was unbelievable.
Yes.
Yeah, it was
but
ridiculous.
I'm talking about this season when you, Marvin, when you factor in all the other stuff, that's what we're talking about. No one's had 20 home runs.
Go ahead.
How many home runs would he have hit if they didn't walk him 177 times?
Well, that's
times?
The thing.
100?
That's a great question, Rob. If they had not walked him as many times, how many homers? He could have hit at least 85.
Well, he might have. I'm not going to sit here and say
again,
no.
It's hard. We all know in the back of our minds is the steroids. But that year, as great as Judge is, that was cartoonish what Bonds did.
Right, but you would have thought
it really
that
was.
Bonds,
I've never seen anything like that.
Bonds didn't win the Triple Crown. How did he?
Well, like you said, he was walked so much.
Right. And he didn't. Did he win the batting? He didn't win the batting title.
Well, he hit 328, right? But no, he didn't win the batting.
He didn't win the batting
title average. Okay. Title. But 328 is obviously great.
No, it's tremendous. Are you kidding? Will, in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Will?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Good, man.
Great.
How are you?
All right, first things first, you two legends need to give us 10 more years on the radio, just so you know. We love you out
here
in Michigan.
We open to that.
That's right.
10 more
Thank
years,
you.
Rob. That's what he said.
How many? 10, 10. More?
Are you going to be in the business
10.
That long, Rob?
Rob, you ain't that old. 10 more years.
Man,
up until Rob's
know.
Retirement, whenever that
yes.
might be.
Chris will be here longer than me, I'm telling you. So it'll be like the Rob, the Odd Couple, and it'll be just a Chris Broussard show.
The oddball. It'll be the oddball. Right?
The oddball.
Yes. All right. What do you think, Will?
Is anybody like hit 60-plus home runs and won the Triple Crown? Like, I feel like I understand the Barry Bonds argument. And, like, I love me some Barry Bonds. He belongs in the Hall of Fame. Nice. But, like, if he wins the Triple Crown, like, that's – and he plays an excellent defense. in the outfield. So I mean, I would argue as a Yankee hater, he has to have probably the best. This might be one of the best seasons, the best season of all time. That's my opinion.
And that's fair. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that he's done right, that he does well. And the Triple Crown, even Chris will say, like, even the Ohtani people, if he wins the Triple Crown, Chris, they have to give up the GOAT, right? The ghost of pushing Ohtani. Thanks, Will. Appreciate it.
Robert, you got to give it to Judge.
Yeah, you got to give it to Judge to say, you know what, Ohtani's great, but he wasn't as good as Judge this year, this one season.
And look, we all know one guy can't really carry a baseball team, but when you are playing in meaningful games, there is a difference. There's no doubt.
There's no doubt.
There's a difference, yeah.
Robert in South Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Robert?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, man. Hey, for me, it's Bonds, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what has to stop? I don't know if it's ever going to stop, but just like Chris just uttered before when he was speaking, well, we know it's Bonds, but we know it. Did Bonds ever fail a test with MLB?
No, he did not.
Neither did Clemens, neither did Sosa.
Right. But we all know that during that time, Will,
you know, like it was widespread.
He did admit that he used it, but he said it was inadvertently. But he did admit that he used the clear, what was it, cream in the clear, whatever it was called.
Yeah, it was clear. Thanks for the call, Will. Appreciate the circumstantial evidence
is crazy.
Yes. Trucker Lando in Milwaukee, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Trucker Lando?
Man, what's going on, Chris and Rob, man? Y'all know y'all the realest out here, man. Love listening to y'all, man.
Thank you, brother.
We appreciate you. Thank you for the support, Lando.
Hey, let me dive into this just for a quick second, man. I'm not taking anything away from Aaron Judge. What he's doing is unbelievable, especially in this day and age. But what Barry Bonds did in 2001 with 73 home runs, it should never be taken away from him. What he did and what he had to go through, okay, I'll tell you a quick story. I know we all know already, you know, the level of racism he had to go through and, you know, the hatred pretty much for that man of what the record he was trying to break. I'll tell you a quick story. Back in 2001, I was a junior in high school. Miller Park was the first year being open here in Milwaukee. Me and my dad went to when it was Giants and the Brewers. And, of course, I'm a Brewers fan, Milwaukee all day, you know, Wisconsinite, sure. Packer all day. But the level of hatred and the words and stuff being thrown at Bonds, I'll never forget. So what he had to go through on top of, you know, trying to chase a record and being scrutinized and, you know, he's on this, he's on that. The mentality that man had to still go out there, game in and game out, to do what he did, I think that should never be taken away from him.
Well, you know what? I'll say this, Lando. Chris and I don't believe in we won't take it away. Like people are trying to say that Judge is going to be the all-time home. No, he's not. He's going to be the all-time American leader, Chris, in home runs. Roger Maris hit 61 in 1961. But Barry Bonds, when you open up the record books in Major League Baseball, has the record.
Right.
That's the record.
We're not taking
that away. He has more home runs, and we're not taking it away from him. He has more home runs than Hank Aaron. That's just the fact.
Yep.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right.
You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
When you hear the funky music, you know who's up. He's an NBA champion, a sharpshooter, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Eddie House. E House, what up?
Eddie.
What's happening? What's going down, gentlemen?
We are good. We are good, brother. And look, you're out there in Phoenix. You live out there.
That's right.
Have you gotten a sense of what people feel like, you know, with the news that Robert Sarver is going to sell the team? You know, what are you hearing out there? What are you sensing just from being in Phoenix?
Well, I think the
the fan base have always not been a huge Robert Sarver fan, to be honest.
And even before all this, right?
Even before all this. And the fact that he's selling out, that they're over the moon for that. You know, they're happy. They feel like the team will go in the right direction, even though they have been, you know, going in the right direction with, and I think that's in part with James Jones and being able to bring in the right players finally. But yeah, they're happy that they're able to move on from him and kind of get that dark cloud over the organization.
Hey Eddie, I said shame on Adam Silver, the commissioner. I think he totally misread the room. He thought that somehow players would accept Sarver back after a year, knowing after reading that report and the stuff that he did. He didn't. I said it from day one. I never thought that he should be able to keep the team. And Adam Silver had a press conference where he basically was like, well, it's out of my hands. There's nothing he could really do. And the players and advertisers showed Adam Silver what to do. So are you surprised that he misread the room and that players weren't going to have this?
I don't think he misread the room per se. I think what he did do was just he was under a different pressure, right? He has to answer to the owners. And I think that he more than likely had a number of conversations with them, and I'm not sure if they were privy to reports. I'm quite sure they were. And I don't think that he misread the room. I just think that his hand was forced from the owners. The owners was like, hey, this is good enough. And I think what happened and his hand got forced was when the players got a hold of the report, was able to read it, and then the pressure from the players because, again, the players drive the league. It's a players-driven league. You know, you don't have players, you really don't have a league. You don't have great players. And when the stars speak out, right, that's, to me, when everything shifted. You know, that was the domino. That was the first domino to create the domino effect was LeBron James coming out and speaking out. And then you seen Chris Paul speak out on it. And then from that point on, I think it was a different pressure that he had to deal with after that. So then, you know, Sarver basically, he got forced to sell the team and because of the players' pressure that they put on him. I think that Silver just had his hands tied. He only could do what he could do, you know.
Eddie, there was a report earlier this week about the NBPA Players Association and the league. You know, they're talking about issues for the collective bargaining agreement. And it looks like both sides are in agreement that they're going to drop the age requirement from 19 to 18 and basically let kids come straight out of high school. How do you feel about that? You obviously played in the league when that was still allowable. What are your thoughts on, you know, you like that, or you like it better the way it is, one and done?
No, I think it's better because a lot of these kids don't even need to go to college, don't have the opportunity. Think about when Zion busted through his shoe. Imagine if he would have tore his knee up and didn't have the chance to come out because he got hurt and had no business playing college basketball. Was definitely head and shoulders above everybody in college basketball, the reason why he was the number one pick. So if you're able to come out and you have the ability, you have the talent, and now it's up to the league executives, and the scouts and all those guys to actually do their due diligence in
spot on.
And scouting these kids and making sure that they get the right one. So I think their feet will be held to the fire a little bit. And if you can play, there's no need for you to go to college because it's basically laughable. Think about it. They go to school for maybe what, 4, 5 months, 6 months. And
right.
Then,
yep. They don't even go to the second semester.
Not even a full season. Not even a full year. You know, exactly.
Right, and then just preparing for the league. So it's kind of laughable when you think about it in that way. So I'm glad that they're able to do it back because there were so many kids that didn't get an opportunity just to go straight out of high school, had to waste one extra year, even though they were so talented to even get to the league. That's just 1 year wasted, one opportunity. Just anything could go wrong within that season.
Eddie, are the Lakers crazy, Meshuggah, to not make a deal to get rid of Westbrook? And I know they're hemming and hawing, and they don't want to give up this, they don't want to give up that. LeBron's clock is ticking. We already know, like, this thing didn't work.
And they got Schroeder and Pat Bev. It's going to be crowded.
Right, but you got, like, what are they doing? Why aren't they willing to make a deal if someone, who is it, Indiana, Chris, is now saying that they'll make a deal and take Westbrook, but you got to give to get?
Those picks aren't going to be that good anyway. It's crazy.
Yeah, I just don't think that
nobody really wants to take on that Westbrook contract, number one. And number two, if they do, they're going to ask for a bunch of things. And, again, if you're the Lakers, Westbrook's not the problem. I'm going to tell you what the problem is. The problem is Anthony Davis not being healthy because they gave up a lot of young players and some assets to get Anthony Davis, who hasn't played a full season in his whole career. I don't think he played over 70 games in his whole career. So you have a guy, you did get the championship. I think, and this might sound crazy, I would look to cut bait with him. I think he has more value on the trade market and try to find something. But I know the reason why you can't because LeBron's clock is ticking, like you said, Rob. But at the same time, if you're looking at it as a business, you have to say, hey, man, you know what? We really can't rely on this guy. You know, how can we – this is supposed to be the next guy. LeBron's supposed to pass the torch. LeBron's been trying to pass the torch, and he hasn't been able to do so because Anthony Davis is not there to get the handoff. So, to me – that's been the problem. Westbrook really hasn't been the problem to me.
Yeah, I'll say this. If Anthony Davis goes down again this year and has the same type of injury problems he's had, you know, in the past, maybe I'm foolish, Eddie, for giving him a shot this year. You know, from thinking, okay, let's see. I think this year he'll be healthy and he and Brown will be able to do their thing. Because we even got to look at that year he was healthy, they had a 4-month hiatus, right? Before they went to the bubble.
That's the only year that he was healthy, right?
I keep saying that. They played a few months and they stopped for a long period of time, then they came back. So that wasn't a real example of playing a full season because it was such a huge stoppage in between. An opportunity for everybody to get healthy, not just Anthony Davis, but for everybody. So I look at it like, he is who he is. He's been getting hurt. And I think that you have to at some point say, we might have to just go ahead and cut bait with that. We got a championship out of it. So it wasn't a total loss.
One last thing. I know you're a baseball guy. We always ask you baseball questions. Judge Chris has two hits tonight. So as you know, Eddie, he's in the lead now for the Triple Crown in the American League. If this guy sets the record for home runs in the American League, which it looks like he's going to do, he just needs two. And wins the Triple Crown. Is this the best season you could – I don't know, Chris, what'd you say, in the 20th century? Is this the best season put together?
Yeah, this century.
Or is it Bonds is 73 still, or, no matter what Judge
I go with Bonds. Rob goes with Judge.
I've got to go with Judge because it's the Triple Crown. You know, he's hitting for average. He's hitting for power, setting a home run record, American League home run record, and then on top of that, driving in all those runs. So winning a Triple Crown is tough. Winning – just being winning any one of those three – it's tough enough, let alone winning all three of them. And the way he's doing it with the home runs is unbelievable. So I would have to go with Aaron Judge. And guess what? Yankees, you better back the – where's the bank at? Because they're going to have to break the point.
Ain't no doubt about that. Yeah,
no, he's going to get paid.
He should be the highest paid player in the league. And I'm sure if I was in his shoes, I would want to stay with the Yankees.
Chris, let me say this.
We've seen it. Guys leave and it's just –
Robinson Cano did it.
Career was never the same. Jose Reyes left the Mets.
Yep.
And never
Eddie,
was
let me
heard
say
from
this
again.
To you.
I would have to get the money though, because they didn't want to give him, and he could have got some money last year if they would have, you know, worked with him. Now they're gonna have to come and see him about something. And if they don't want to see him, then he gotta go somewhere else and get that.
But
because
he definitely deserves
it. And I don't think that if he leaves, he's going to all of a sudden fall off the map. I don't think that.
Robinson Cano
was a little older when he left.
But you might not be playing. Like, the Yankees every year are trying to win the World Series. Every team's not doing that. And I agree with you. Get paid. But I'm saying, like, if the Yankees, the baseline is you got to be the highest paid player in the league. I'm just saying if I were in his shoes and somebody's offering me a little more, but the Yankees are still making me the highest paid player in the league, I think I would stay with the Yankees.
I'll tell you this. Ask Juan Soto if he should have taken $440 million.
I'm just saying, though.
That's a different situation.
I know, definitely. Yeah. All right, Eddie, we appreciate you.
All right, brother, thank you. All right, more iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Trey Lance, Rob, big-time story in the NFL, out for the season with a fractured ankle. Trent Dilfer, who did win a Super Bowl as a quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens, he said on the Ryan Russillo podcast, Rob, that he thinks this could ruin Trey Lance's career. Here he is.
I'm bummed for Trey. I think this could be a career wrecker, to be honest with you. So this will be now his third year without playing significant snaps. Less than 1,500 attempts as a college player, it very rarely works out in your favor in the NFL. I was willing to take that chance for Trey because I figured his ability to run the ball would be kind of the balancing bet to give him a longer leash in the NFL to play more snaps. This could be, I hope not. I love the kid, but this could be catastrophic for Trey Lance.
What do you think, Rob?
I mean, it's a leap. I get the not playing, Chris. To say career record this young, this early in his career, I don't know if I could go there yet. Unless it's physical.
Right, like not, if he doesn't come back too, the right. same, 100%.
Do you
right.
see what I'm saying? If physical, not he's not getting reps. He's a young guy. Aaron Rodgers sat for 3 years, and I hate bringing it up over and over, but I don't think that you can't play or bounce back if you're young and healthy and get healthy, Chris. I'm not convinced of that. If it's physical and you're telling me he's walking with a limp or he's not, he'll never be the same right. or he can't, you're taking away his running ability because of that fractured ankle. Then, you know, like that's different because that's who he is.
I believe, Rob, if he was going to be great, and as we're assuming he's going to be 100% physically, if he had the character, football character, the mental toughness, the football IQ, and the physical ability to be great, then I still think he'll be great. I think what Trent, part of what he's getting at, and he didn't say it the best way, is it could, the question is that going to happen in San Francisco or is it going to happen elsewhere? Because, you know, Rob, teams draft these quarterbacks wanting to play them so when they're on their rookie deal so you can go and put a bunch of good expensive players around them. They're not going to really get much of that benefit with Trey Lance because of the injuries. And, Rob, if they have a great season this year and if Jimmy G plays really well, they might. I mean, if they get to the Super Bowl, how are you going to not keep Jimmy G? So I think the question is maybe when or where does he become the quarterback he was going to become? I'm with you. I'm not writing him off. But I just think it gets complicated as to where he's going to do it. I mean, I'm sure they're going to want to keep him because of all that they gave up for him. But if Jimmy G leads the Niners to something special this year, it's going to be hard to move off him, Rob. And if he plays well, like if Jimmy G, because he's even though he's had this success in the playoffs, he hasn't played well individually. Well, what if this year they get to the Super Bowl and he does play well individually? He's still young himself for the most part.
Right, right. He's not at the end. So right. I agree with you.
Yeah, so we'll see. But neither one of us is writing Trey Lance off. But it might be a question of when and where does he become the quarterback he was going to become. All right, we got an hour left of the Odd Couple. You know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.